Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, man. Here we go. 1, 2, and the 1, 2, 3. Here we are for Monday, the 6th. Is it the 6th? Yep, the 6th. How was your 4th? How was your 2nd? How was your 10th? Hike. We had a good time. I was by myself here, but I talked to Jackie and I watched Hamilton, and I think Ted Bell, I think Ted's going to have something to say about Hamilton. So how's it going, Ted?
You know, Phil, it's going. It's great. I'm enjoying myself immensely. I think we're having a good time here. What can you say? You try to do what you do. You do what you can. You say what you can, and you do what you do. Or you say what you do, and you do, and you can, what, and you don't, and you do, and you, and you. And,
okay, Ted, I get it.
All right. Well, you asked me the question. I tell you, Phil, it's really great being here with you and everybody. I was tending bar, and did you see Hamilton?
Oh yeah, we watched it on the 3rd.
You know, I thought it was phenomenal.
Did you watch it with the family?
Marcy and Josh. And it's interesting, I came back here to the restaurant last night, and today I was, I'm attending bar because we're doing mostly takeout. And it was, I said to a couple of people who came in, one of them, a lot of the guys are coming in from downtown. Do you know Bill Winston? Bill was in.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing great, doing fantastic. He's everybody, of course, is under lockdown, and they're sheltering in place with the pandemic, but...
You said pandemic? It's pandemic.
I know, Margaret, but, maybe just once,
Ted.
Just once. Let it fucking go, okay?
I don't like the language, Phil. Ted.
Okay, I'm sorry. God damn it, man.
Oh, he's got a ball like a big, fat, blithering, farting baby.
Farting? What team is this? What do you say? Oh, the Flyers.
The Philadelphia Flyers. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Steve Buzell.
And they said, there's an awful lot about Hamilton, and some people made conferences, they were referencing me, but did you see it?
I did see it. I thought it was fantastic.
What's your favorite song?
Well, there's that song he sings about. I love the song that Washington sings, where he says, the one where... How did that start? Oh, I know the one. It starts out, I was younger than you are now. I was younger than you are now when I was given my first command.
I don't, which one is that?
That's George Washington singing.
No. I mean Hamilton. The play Hamilton.
That is the play Hamilton.
No, I know that. But I guess what I meant to say is Hamilton himself.
I love the song he sang with Aaron Burr about his father not being there when they were singing to the kids.
When they were singing to the kids. What was
it? It was a lovely song.
Yeah, it's singing about his little boy, his son.
His son, Philip, and Theodosia.
Who?
Did you watch this bell or not?
Yes, excuse me, General, but I'm a sponsor, okay?
Yeah, but did you watch it?
I most certainly did.
Theodosia was Aaron Burr's daughter.
Oh, Aaron Burr, yeah. No, I guess what I was thinking is, I'm not going to throw away my shot. I'm not going to, because I'm young, ripe, and hungry, just like my hungry. You know that song?
Yeah.
That's so many people said that it reminded them of me, and I'm not, I don't want to make this about me, but... It was interesting, and so as people were going in, I started singing, and I'm not going to throw away my shot, and someone threw an olive.
That's intense, pissed off. Somebody threw an olive at him.
And someone hit me in the back of the head with an olive, and I wheeled around, and I said, okay, who did it? And no one would say anything. That hurt, and that angered me. I said, you. I was pointing to different people, and...
Oh, my God. Ted Bell sings, I'm not throwing away my shot, gets hit in the back of the head with an olive. Do 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 do. Now, where is that song? Get the lyrics to that song. Single-sided black and white, bitch. That's what I want. I don't want single-sided color. I want single-sided black and white. All right, now, did you guys watch Hamilton? It was good. It was very good. I was familiar with the play from the soundtrack, and I was excited when the play was being produced and the great reviews that it got. I never saw it, but I certainly was cheering its success because it was about a man that I came to love, Alexander Hamilton, just from reading the biography that Ron Chernow wrote. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, testing. Hello, yeah, hey. Ted Vell here.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, oh, I see. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. I love the book written by Ron Chernow. It's fantastic. Hamilton lyrics, song, lyrics. Okay, here we go. My Shot, number 4. It goes, and I will sing it. I'm not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm going to get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I amaze and astonish. The problem is I got a lot of brains, but no polish. I got a holler just to be heard. With every word, I drop knowledge. I'm a diamond in the rough, a shiny piece of coal, trying to reach my goal, a power of speech, unimpeachable. Only 19, but my mind is older. These New York City streets get colder. I shoulder every burden, every disadvantage I've learned to manage. I don't have a gun to brandish. I walk these streets famished. The plan is to fan this spark into a flame, but damn, it's getting dark, so let me help. Let me spell out the name. I am the Hamilton, Lafayette, Mulligan, Lawrence. They all sing, Alexander, we are meant to be. Hamilton, the colony that runs independently. Meanwhile, Britain keeps shitting on us endlessly. Essentially, they tax us relentlessly. Then King George turns around. So Hamilton, Lafayette, Hercules Mulligan, and John Lawrence are there in this pub. And they represent, I don't know if they actually did sing together or drink together, if Lafayette was in the pub with them, but they all represent his comrades as he, don't be shocked when your history book mentions me. I'll lay down my life if it sets us free. Eventually you see my ascendancy. And I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. The other one that's really fantastic is Aaron Burr comes in. And Burr says, geniuses, lower your voices, keep out of trouble, and you double your choices. I'm with you, but the situation is fraught. You got to be carefully taught. If you talk, you got to be shot. Hamilton, Burr, check what we got. Mr. Lafayette, hard rock like Lancelot. I think your pants look hot. Lawrence, I like you a lot. Let's hatch a plot blacker than the kettle calling the pot. What are the odds the gods would put us all in one spot? Popping a squat on conventional wisdom, like it or not, a bunch of revolutionary manumission abolitionists. Give me a position. Show me where the ammunition is. Oh, I am talking too loud. Sometimes I get overexcited, shoot off at the mouth. I never had a group of friends before. I promise that I'll make you all proud. And that's when John Lawrence gets up and he says, let's put this guy in front of a crowd. And that's when they decided that this Hamilton guy is a special guy. So hey. That's my man there. What's his name? Ted Bell. Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on, Dow How Hound. All right, so that's going to be Ted Bell. But we're going to do Dean Wheeler first. We doing Dean Wheeler first? Oh, that thing crushed me. Fucking, that mall sound effect just kills me. Don't you worry about socially distancing, Dean?
Yes, of course I worry about it, but I've got a mask on. There's this. Are we going to have a debate about this, Phil?
No, we're not. But you're in a club that's pretty crowded, huh?
It's not crowded. There's a number of people here. But you know something, Phil? We have the freedom. Hold on for a minute. Emeril is singing, but I got this message from Dickman that said you needed yard work done. And is that serious?
Bud.
I just...
Yeah, because...
Did you do that?
I did it under an assumed name.
I had a name from a Mr. Baron. I had a name from a Mr. Brinson, Dagwood Brinson or something like that.
Yeah.
What do you mean Dagwood Brinson?
It's a name. I just thought of a name.
And it asked me, I'll play it for you, right? Here it is.
Yes, that's right, Billy.
I'm wondering if
we're looking to see if there's... Yes, I want to know if... Do you do yard work? Do you do lawn work? Do you do yard work? Do you do lawn work? I gotta know. My name is Mr. Brinson. I'm Dagwood Brinson.
Now, you know, I'm not dumb. I wasn't born yet. I might have been born at night, Phil, but it wasn't last night. I know that that's Bud Dickman.
Bud, what are you doing?
I wanted to know if you did yard work.
I don't. Why would you call and ask me if I do yard? Why did they call and ask me? No, I know why you called and asked me if I did yard work, because I did the general's yard.
He did my yard.
But when Emeralda heard me say I did the general's yard, that she said that is something that I've been suspecting for a long time. And I said, what? She said, I think you're bisexual.
Wait a second. What is she saying?
Don't get. That's my wife you're talking about, General.
Testing 1-2. Oh, my God. Now, I did the general's yard work. Come to Stewie's in the mall. Stewie's. Cajun. Stewie's Farm Implements. Come to Stewie's in the mall. Man, you've never had soup like ours. We've got flapjacks, pancakes, Stewie's for breakfast, Stewie's for dinner, and Stewie's for lunch. We only serve lunch. Stewie's in the mall. We only serve lunch. Come to Stewie's for lunch. Bologna sandwiches, tomato soup, Jell-O, and glasses of milk. That's our specialty. You've never had it so good. All right, man. Hooray for Hollywood. Do-do-do-do-do. Wait a minute. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Phil, I got to tell you, I'm so excited about it. Hi, Phil. Yeah, we're here at the... Yeah, hi, Phil. How are you? I don't know. I'm having a hard time understanding. I got the message. Hold on. Yeah, she's up next. Emeralda's up. We're here at the Little Clam. We're here at the... we're here at Biggie's. We're here at Biggie's in Oakland. You know, she's got a gig.
This Biggie's, does she sing anything different from that one song?
That's her specialty song, okay? What's wrong?
What is that song? It's called I'm a Dork or I'm a Jerk or I'm a... What is the name of that song? By, because I'm a something. Hey, it's Phil Hendry for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show coming up on Tuesday.